Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're now live on the Middleman Radio. This is the Middleman Talk Show. It's your boy, Al.
And this is Kevin. What's happening, man?
Hey, everything is good and great, man. How about you?
Man, look, we are taking it one day at a time, no more, no less.
Most definitely. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show. If you are listening on the internet, you would like to get in on the conversation, you can definitely dial 516-387-1542. Again, that number is 516-387-1542. All right, man. We definitely got something interesting to talk about today. You know, a lot of strangeness going on in the NFL, if I got something to say. But today we're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick's workout, and it's been a week now, and also the NFL. And so today marks the eighth day since he had the workout. The workout was on November the 16th, originally scheduled at the Atlanta Falcons Stadium. But due to some language in the paperwork and also the agreement or contract, there were some things in there in which Colin Kaepernick's camp felt were very unfair.
Right.
And so, and due to that, they decided to change venue, but still have to work out, but change venue. Luckily, you know, you know, his team was prepared for something like this to happen and had a secondary venue available. So
you know, the biggest part of that was with Colin, man, know, Flowery Branch is maybe about 30 minutes north of Atlanta, maybe longer than that with traffic. Then you go, he had the actual workout down in Riverdale, Georgia, off Highway 85 at Riverdale High School, and it's a predominantly black area. I'm wondering if that was a factor that kind of kept some of those people from saying, hey, let's go down there, because some of them, I think maybe about, 12? Representatives came down for different teams. You know, the media saying, oh, nobody showed up. No, they slipped out and said 12 showed up. So some of them made that journey down to Riverdale, Georgia. And like you said, man, that whole situation with the contractual agreement and how, you know, we're going to get into it, but how they want to stymie the man, I think he made a great decision, and I have no problem with it.
Most definitely, man. I agree, man, because, I mean, first and foremost, man, you definitely want to be professional and own up to what you say you're going to do. I mean, this man has been, you know, professional, but tried to be as honest as possible throughout this whole process. And so I feel like things have just been, you know, put in a manner in which some form of control was put in place. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. It's all about control with the NFL, because they try to control their image. They try to control the narrative. They try to control, I mean, they even try. They control the players, because you don't even really have the activism on a grand scale like you do in the NBA and the outspokenness that you do in the NFL. It's like if somebody speak out in the NFL, they get shunned. They get shut down. What the owners from the Titans said, you can't let the inmates run the asylum or the penitentiary or however he phrased it. But it's like these guys, man, without them, what do you really have? Seriously.
That's for real.
Don't think you have. You don't have anything, man. You don't have. You don't have the greatest show on turf. You don't have any of that, man. I mean, but it's a great way. The NFL has made a lot of young black males very rich, very wealthy. It's a great opportunity, but it's not the only opportunity out there. But let's get back to Cap. You know, so let's get back to Cap, man. What we got going on today, Al?
So, as of today, no one has reached out to Colin Kaepernick's camp about a potential interview with the team. And some of the people from his camp are stating that the NFL orchestrated this workout as a public relations stunt destined to fail. So that's how some of the his people on his team are thinking at this particular moment. We haven't heard anything. I haven't read any reports saying anything negative about his workout. So from the reports in which, you know, we saw last week, you know, there was nothing but praise about, you know, him still being able to throw very well.
Right.
And so, and then even one of his team, the team that he played for before he left the NFL came, but they didn't call. So my question, probably just like everybody else was this past week, like, did they just show up just to say that they just showed up so they won't have any backlash from the fans, or was it a publicity stunt?
Well, one thing you were saying also, Al, the language of the actual contract made it where he could not sue. I mean, it was just a trade. At first, it was a clause. It was basically a contract that was saying if he hurt himself, they wouldn't be liable.
That's correct.
If anything happened to him physically. But then they put the caveat in there where they were saying, well, guess what? You can't sue us again if nobody picks you up, or, you know, things don't go the way you expect. Because you think about it, Al, like you just asked, why didn't the 49ers call them? The reason why the 49ers didn't call them is because of the collusion that they are all still working together to say, hey, we're not going to bring him on. The first thing that you see on most national media outlets, they say, well, he's a problem. He's a distraction for a team. You had Ben Roethlisberger in the Pittsburgh Steelers locker room and raped three women, okay? You'd have had the Giants kick it and beat the brakes off his wife and still got a multi-million-dollar contract. You had one that ran over these folk dogs and kicked the dog in the booty and ran the dog over, and he got another deal. Yep. Mike Vick went to jail. Had to go through hell just
and
to
still
get back.
Came back. And still came back.
Still
yep.
came back. This man is protesting the way that we've been treated by paid employees of the state.
Yep.
And you mean to tell me he can't play football? You can't even look beyond that and say, hey, but no, they controlled the narrative and said, hey, it's all about the flag. Then, Stephen A. Smith, what are your thoughts on that dude right there?
I'm very disappointed at Stephen A. Stephen A. could have definitely changed the narrative of this whole entire situation. Me being a black man, first and foremost, I am going to listen to my brother and understand his perspective on what he thinks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what he was saying, KG, it just blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But that's typical Stephen A. Smith. Someone has to play the bad guy. Someone has to play the folks that don't want to be invited to the barbecue no more.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to play that guy. And so I guess Stephen A., as we all know, got a nice contract extension. Some people, and maybe me, feels like he is feeding into them coins that he just got.
Yeah. Well, me and you we had a little discussion about this earlier. There's a very popular host or personality over on Fox. He happens to look like us, but if you look beneath his skin, he is not one of us. Jason Whitlock. If you look at the ratings that Jason Whitlock is getting from America or the people that tune in, they were killing ESPN. And if you notice within the last past year or so, Stephen A. Smith has gotten a little bit more vocal about certain things with people of color as far as the players and also events in our community. I understand that. He's been doing it for a while, but lately the criticism has gotten a little bit more harsher. The criticism has gotten a little bit more deeper and stern, and he's cutting a little bit deeper. So is this a part of him trying to compete with Jason Whitlock to make sure he can get that viewership that Jason Whitlock has? Because when you watch Stephen A. Smith, it's all about the emotion and all about the antics and everything that he do, man. It's unsightly at times as far as what we know that he's truly capable of doing. Not saying that what he says don't have truth to it. But at the same time, when you listen to him and he carry on in the manner that he do, especially when it came to Michael Vick and when it came to Colin Kaepernick, this dude is a BS bull. Beep, 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 beep.
Wow. It's interesting that you said how he, you know, came across with Mike Vick. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
You remember that.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
That's ridiculous, man. But the thing is this. As we come to a close on this short show, and this is to let everybody know, if you're listening right now, we are live. This will be the last tune-up show from this point going forward. You will get the full effect of the Middleman Show. We're going back to our hour-long shows. So we got some great topics lined up for you guys, and we got a lot of things coming up, but let's finish this one off right here. Colin Kaepernick, in my opinion, they want to call him a martyr, okay? But yet and still, this man has told everybody, including the media, I'm ready when you're ready. He's actually setting up another workout where he's inviting the owners. So if they don't show up, we know what it is. We know that you don't want this man here. And honestly, I wish he would stop doing it. I really don't even want to see him in the NFL no more. Not for the fact that he can't play. Don't beg these folks for a job. Go out and keep creating and doing things that you love. I understand you love to play football. Matter of fact, go coach a team. Have every last one of those players kneel. Make sure you have a black school. Let's see how that
goes. This man took the 49ers to an NFC championship, man.
And the Super Bowl.
People forget that, Kevin. People forget that.
They can forget it all they want. They can forget it, Al. The thing is, talent is there. You can't deny the talent. You know, I recall, if you're a sports watcher, I remember when the Jets pulled Bernie Kosar, who had retired 5 years prior, off the couch and brought him in to play for them because they couldn't find a good quarterback. But you mean to tell me Colin been gone for 3 years in his prime?
Yep.
And you mean that he can't play? But I ask the question now. Is it to play or not to play? What is the question? What should he do, Al?
Man, how I was thinking 2 weeks ago, I was like, no, because – who wants to work for a company that does not listen to your concerns, but then over exaggerate what you're doing and takes the side of people who are trying to like ruin your character?
Yeah, that's true, Al.
You have
you shouldn't
people,
do that whatsoever.
No, because first and foremost, you have people of all races who play football in this league.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the end of the discussion right there.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's it.
Another quick show, man. The last tune-up show for the Middleman Talk Show for the month of November and December. Look forward to some great topics, great guests. We're going to bring some people in that's going to really open up your mind. Hopefully we can explore things beyond what it used to be for our show. If you go back and listen to any of our older shows, you know we have some great guests, great topics, great things that we talked about, and we want to continue that lineage with the Middleman Talk Show. And I got word, too, man, that it might be a possibility we may have two extra guests coming back shortly. I don't know. One, he peeked his head in the door in the studio not too long ago and said, "Hey, man, is my chill still in there?" I was like, "Yeah, it's still in there, man."
Stupid.
The other one was like, "Are they still asking about me?" I was like, "Yeah, they still asking about
you." Of course.
We're going to look forward to bringing them back here shortly. And
most definitely.
All of the people out there that have been listening to us for all these years, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. They're going to tell a friend to share a friend and go share. Social media, whatever you got to do. Tune in to the Middleman Talk Show every Sunday, 6 p.m. It's going damn. What do you got to say, Al?
Thank you.
Taking the time out of your day. What's going on?
I mean, no, man. I'm just happy to be back, man. Like, you know, we back in the land of the Middleman Talk Show. You know, like, I just want to thank everybody for taking the time out your day to listen to the Middleman Talk Show. We out, man.
All right.